The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number three, I want to go through at least five, six more calls. Joe, Bruce, Zach, Jim, Michael that have been holding. All veterans talking about how they're shocked so far that they're openly on the news. We played the clips earlier saying that the main enemy is the veterans and the police need armored vehicles and all these weapons to fight veterans because, there's such an explosion in veteran crime and it's not even true. They just say, well, the crime rate's way up and veterans are horrible and, we have to be ready to kill them and Easter bunnies fly. And I mean, it's just incredible. But this is what a takeover looks like. Joe in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What's your take as a Marine vet on this?
Hey, Alex, it's been a while since I talked to you. The good news is I've got a fellow Marine brother of mine I served with in Central America, and he's got up around East Texas, and we're training civilians, or he is, rather. He'd asked me a couple of years ago to come and help him, and he's training civilians, and I talked to him about 10 months ago, and he had told me that Joe, American people getting ready to see some things they've never seen in their life, and he's seen it, I've seen it, and good news is that that there's some veterans out there training civilians, and they know what's going on, and fortunately, and I had people up here where I'm a neighbor hill country person like you, and they all think there's going to be, helicopters flying down the river, and I told them, I said, it's not going to be helicopters coming down a river. It's going to be foreign troops coming over the top of those hills, and you're not even going to know they're there. But fortunately, we're prepared. We know what's going to happen.
How would you describe this takeover we're watching in slow motion?
I would describe it as history, repeating itself, and that it's time, like it says in the Bible, for us to take our plows and turn them into swords. And I think that it's a repeat of history, and just like, the fall of the Roman Empire, way back there, 12, 14 years ago, I got the opportunity to read None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and it's all corporative, just like you spoke, Alex, and they just want to, they want us to come down to the point of being their slaves and they're the masters, but I don't think it's going to work. I've built a home up here with my wife in the sticks, and I'm not ready to give it up. I mean, I could go to Veracruz and places like that, but I'm not going to, I'm not going to leave my home, and my children are here and grandchildren, and I'm not going to leave. And this is history repeating itself. And
it is, and the globalists are so bold because America's been asleep for so long, but they're illegitimate, they're a fraud. So the key is to work in the info war to wake up as many people as we can. That may back them off, but there's a catch-22, though, where we back them off so far, they then feel completely cornered, so they launch the attack to begin with. All I know is, justice be done, may the heavens fall. We're just going to do the right thing, work for peace, prepare for war, and let the chips fall where they may. What do you say to that, Joe?
I say, Semper Fi, God bless America, and all the above, Christian, pro-life, and we're going to be the ones that are coming after, because I'm all the above, and several other veteran friends of mine are the same way. And, we've even volunteered to help other veterans coming back. And, God bless the ones that are helping the civilians know what to prepare for.
Absolutely. They're scared of leadership coming from the military, from the veterans. We're going to talk to Bruce, Michael, and Jim, and a few others when we come back. Then a ton of news, audio, video clips, you name it. Stay with us. It's the big third hour, always jam-packed.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday edition. We are live. All right, I'm going to go to five or six more callers from vets responding to all these different newscasts and Fox News and all these different channels going, yeah, we got to have armored vehicles and fully auto and weapons, and every town's got to have a SWAT team, even rural Indiana, because the veterans are going to start blowing us up with IEDs. And the cops are like, yeah, there's an explosion in crime from veterans, this violence, the veterans, and none of it's true. Crime's way down, veteran crime's way down. Let's talk about veterans blowing their heads off because they can't get medical care. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming out all over the country. I told you it wasn't just one facility in Phoenix. The death panels are there. I've had Dr. Doug Roeke on, all these different veterans groups over the years. You still got some good people working at the VA, but half the VA budget goes to PR and other government programs and golf courses for the bureaucrats. and junkets and trips. They don't want the money getting to the vets, and they've got secret lists where they decide to not give people surgeries and health care, to ration care. Not because they don't even have the money. They just don't want you to get better. And now we hear, oh, it's Austin, and oh, it's D.C., and oh, it's New York, and oh, it's San Francisco, oh, it's Seattle, oh, it's Albuquerque. Of course it is. I can play Rahm Emanuel, Bill Gates, Ezekiel Emanuel, who helped write it, and others all saying, of course there's death panels. I played it last hour. Of course we're going to ration your care. I mean, that's in the stinking bill, just like a $5,000 fine per employee is, and just like raising it on payroll taxes of people making $18,000 a year is. There's like 16 new taxes total, 7 of them on poor people. Read my lips. No new taxes. You know, that was what George Herbert Walker Bush said. Obama said, hey, I won't raise your payroll tax. I won't raise your income tax. I won't raise the sales tax, the VAT. No new taxes on anybody making less than $250,000 a year. Pure bull. Medical device taxes. On and on and on. And it doesn't work to just go, oh, people that don't like Obamacare are just racist. Okay, we need to go ahead and go back to your phone calls, and I'll get into all the other news, like PLA troops to send on China-Vietnam border. Yeah, this is getting crazy, and more. See, when there's a global financial meltdown going on, and you're sliding towards the abyss, all sorts of craziness is going to break out everywhere, not just our crazy elite. Bruce in Tennessee, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Hello, Bruce. I can hear him in the background. Just put him on hold. Let's go to Jim in Indiana. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Jim in Indiana.
Yes, sir. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I'm 3 miles from the Morgan County Sheriff's Department, that was the subject of your report. I'm 2 miles from Martinsville, which is the county seat for Morgan County. And it just seems like there's more darkness then there's our fair share here. If you remember 4 years ago, two Martinsville police tased a 10-year-old at a daycare center. A year after that, a West Middle School student shot another student. And then we have this story. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with this little Mayberry-type town. So if it's
you know, I just here, forgot. One of my buddies about 7-8 years ago was outside the town you just mentioned, because I remember him talking about it. And they were having a barn party with a bunch of girls drinking beer. He just got out of the Army. And a SWAT team in an armored vehicle showed up and arrested a bunch of them. And they didn't even have any charges, but later let them out of jail. So I guess, well, I mean, if you do anything there, they said they were out in the middle of cornfields, you know, drinking beer. I mean, if you can't do that in America, where can you? And here comes the armored vehicles. What are the police like there?
The city police, I don't get anywhere near. They're all portly, beady-eyed, looking down at you type guys that think they're the gods of the universe. The sheriff's department, most of the guys are pretty good guys. In fact, I applied to be a reserve officer several years ago. So, yeah, I didn't even know that they had this MRAV vehicle you were talking about until you broke this story. That's how good of a show they put on.
Well, it is a creepy, quote, SWAT team commander out in the middle of a small town, you know, saying we need this for the veterans. That's super creepy. But I think most of these guys talking like this aren't veterans, and they have a real dislike of veterans because they always wanted to be soldiers, and they're not. So now they're playing soldier, and I guess they're just imagining and fantasizing how they're going to, you know, crush the veterans.
I feel a tension in the interview when I went in to be a reserve. You know, I went in with a three-piece suit, fresh haircut, and was obviously that. It was obvious to them that I was a veteran, and I wasn't ashamed to mention that I spent 10 years in the Navy. Most of the guys on the panel, out of the five people that were interviewing me, looked, for lack of a better word, scared that I would show up in a suit and want to serve with them, knowing that I'm not afraid to say or speak the truth.
Well, that's the thing about a tyranny is that you get a lot of slobs and cowards, who want to have the image of being a man but don't want to actually have to walk that walk. And, again, a lot of police I know are veterans and are some of the best people I know, so I don't want to paint with a broad brush. But, you know, anytime you see these guys lapping up Homeland Security baloney, you know something's wrong with them. I mean, how did that cop with a straight face talk about, with the exploding crime of the veterans and all this violence increasing, we got to have this. The crime rate's down 52% in violent crime. I mean, you'd think a SWAT team guy would know that.
He's, you know, fairly educated that guy was just reading off a script.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
The crime around here is way down. Everybody's got a concealed carry permit. Nobody messes with anything. And if there is crime, it's just petty break-in stuff.
I know. And the only places you have out-of-control crime are big cities. And the Austin Police Department overall does a really good job trying to focus on crime, in my experience. But they've been kind of covering up shootings and racial attacks downtown because I know folks that live down there, and it's getting creepy. Because here's the deal. This country's collapsing. Only three cities in the U.S. are really growing fast, Atlanta, Austin, and one other I forget that are top 10 cities. Austin's doubled the last 10 years, so it's not just people coming for jobs. Criminals, and I saw a statistic on this a few months ago in the Statesman, are flooding here. Irving, Texas is the other one growing fast. They don't need to cover up the fact that there's a lot of criminals coming here. The Austin Police Department needs to be honest about it. I appreciate your call. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I grew up in Dallas, folks. I know what serious criminals look like and act like, and I'm starting to see them. And I didn't used to see a lot of that, and it's creepy. Just thank God I got a gun in my car. Let's talk to Michael in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I haven't talked to you in a while. Great show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
I think a lot of being a veteran, Army, and there's a lot of us that are out here that, you know, we get a little long in the tooth, and we worked real hard to get to where we're at, whether it's, you know, do the right thing, go through the educational system, get a degree, get on with work, you know, try to be a professional, raise your family, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, we play by the rules. And all of a sudden, you know, you look at a system that no longer plays by socioeconomic norms or anything like that.
They've broken the social contract with us.
Absolutely. And they've done it to all of us. You know, my father, who was a veteran, lived out of Florida, and, you know, the VA got him. And, you know, all those things, and this is what I want to say to all my veteran brothers and sisters, is that you be ever mindful of what they're doing and keep a list and check it twice. You know, be Santa Claus here. Because when it all kicks off, you know, we get to give gifts. And it's coming. Everybody knows it's coming. And the issue is that, you know, it's probably going to happen in the urban, suburban areas. They're going to come after weapons. They're going to come after people. That's going to be the first strike. And you know, boy, I tell you what, when they come out here to the country, though, it's going to get ugly for them.
Well, they're going to cut off the resources first to the country and try to starve everybody out, identify who's who. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Really, you know, really good points you make. And, look, here's the deal. The globalists are anti-human. They want to replace us with machines. They want us to act like machines. They're anti-family, anti-woman. So who are they going to hate first? Warriors. They're going to hate the guardians of humanity, the protectors of men and women and children. They loathe people that are honorable. They loathe men that aren't cowards. That's why they, in every regime, when Hitler took over finally, he exterminated a bunch of the top military and even low level. I mean, it's the same purge over and over again. Once they take over, they go after the veterans. This has happened in every authoritarian country. Happened in communist China. Happened under Pol Pot. It's happened throughout history. And this is not a fight anybody asked for. I, myself, am a veteran of the InfoWar. They're going to come after me, folks. They're going to come after Ron Paul, so many others. You know people like Matt Drudge at the top of the list, Joseph Farah. anybody that, they know is a true believer. We played Pentagon clips yesterday where they said they're scared. They admit it. We're educated, highly motivated, and are moral. They don't like moral people. They don't like the fact that we stand for something because we won't fall for their takeover. And the people that sell out to this, you fell for the con. You're not going to have any future either, you idiots. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and talk to a bunch of other folks straight ahead. Stay with us. More calls coming up.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Clean your house. It's a mess. I'm Tisha Cassida, and I'm running for Congress in Colorado. I stand for ending the police state, protecting your property, the Second Amendment, abolishing legal tender laws, no GMOs, and no fluoride. Let's start a fight. Go to Cassida2014.com now. I need and appreciate your support. Please consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Tisha Cassida at CASIDA2014.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Tisha Cassida to Congress.
The best refuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Segment. We got breaking news on multiple fronts. Italian member of parliament, of EU parliament, Bilderberg is the root of all evil. Paul Watson will be interviewing him coming up in a few weeks at Bilderberg. He's planning to go cover it. And this MEP actually got arrested once trying to cover it in Switzerland. And Watson was there as well. We're sending David Knight and Josh Owens to Copenhagen, Denmark. Hard to believe it's already Bilderberg time. In less than 10 days, they're going to be out there covering it. It's at the end of May, into the 1st of June. We're going to have live video feeds from there and so much more. We are the media, folks. We are the future of the media. We go to the NSA building. We go to the secret military training camps with our great reporters. And we have another video coming up in audio. I'm going to break down the just broken Infowars.com video. Border Patrol attempts to seize phone from libertarian filming inland checkpoint stop. I don't know if it's, quote, a weapon. That's the new thing. Again, 100 miles in, the illegals are being legalized by fiat, but the Border Patrol is now a domestic police force. And I'm not bashing the Border Patrol. They do a lot of good work. They got a tough job. My experience, they don't act super arrogant, which is just, well, you know what, I don't like. They have been beating people up and stuff. It's just out of control, so that's all coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Carl in Washington, thanks for holding here on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Loud and clear, buddy. What's your take on the feds openly saying and the police saying they're training for war with their new enemy, not Al-Qaeda? Enemy number one is veterans. What do you think of that?
I think it sucks, but for all the sacrifices that all of us have given, I wanted to say something, Alex, and I think most of the war veterans will agree with this, that they have a right to be afraid of veterans, and that's what I found out when I went. I was in Vietnam, but what I found out was when you're faced with dying or living and these types of things, you find out who you really are. It's easy to talk about it when you're sitting home and how bad you might be or whatever. And most of these policemen, I mean, it's kind of a warning, I guess I'm saying, is it's one thing to train. It's another thing to face the music. And most of the veterans, to say that they're not afraid, I think they've just learned how to act, or they know who they are under that fear. So I'm calm. I'm like you are. I'm not going to roll over. I'm not going to give it up. If I got to die, I will die doing this as opposed to allowing them to march me into a FEMA camp or whatever they choose to do.
It'll be an emergency center for your safety. Just remember, there's going to be a lot of psyops in all this as well. But I don't want to talk about it like it's foregone. If we don't stop it, it's just going to be so horrible.
I want to stop it. I don't want this to happen. But I had one question I wanted to ask you. Do you think that this American Spring will make any kind of a difference?
You know, I've seen this whole American Spring thing, and it happened this weekend, and really nothing happened. And I think it's uncoordinated, and because it is so grassroots, it's easy for some, you know, bad parties that I've seen pop up in the past to try to, you know, hijack it and control it. And, you know, it's just really hard to say Americans are going to stop following orders and go protest everywhere. I think we should all just be doing that constantly, but mainly talking to friends, talking to family, going to the state house, calling talk radio, calling C-SPAN, saying no. Civil disobedience. You know, if you think something's unconstitutional or you're going bankrupt and can't pay all these taxes that are too high, the elite don't pay taxes. I'm not saying don't pay. I'm saying make your own decision. Start, you know, not going along. I mean, if the illegals don't pay taxes most of the time and are above the law, why should you pay them all when you can't pay them? I mean, it's really, and I never used to talk like that. It's getting to a point where it's just a system so lawless and so evil that it's totally illegitimate, and to follow its orders are suicidal. But there are a lot of good people I know involved. People keep asking me for like a month, you know, it's here, the American Spring. Well, the Arab Spring was a globalist, Google-funded stir up the Muslims to overthrow their countries to put in Al-Qaeda and have Saudi Arabia take over all those countries. That's not a good idea. I'm not saying people are bad that want to, you know, go out and call it an American Spring. It's kind of like Anonymous has the government involved in some of it, but most of Anonymous is good. I'm just saying anything like that, it's easy to say you're part of a group that's ambiguous and then have something slapped on you. So that's where I stand. basically on that. You know, it's just like all these calls, hey, we're going to have trucks block D.C. and all this stuff, and then it doesn't really happen. It just, it all smells bad to me. Just when something smells bad, I don't promote it. If you hear me not promoting something, it's because my gut tells me stay away from it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
China ships evacuate almost 2,000 from Vietnam. Troops massing near the border is what the Chinese papers are reporting. AFP says almost 2,000 Chinese citizens were evacuated from riot-hit Vietnam Sea on Monday, with another two ships following as Hanoi stifled fresh protest over a territorial dispute and foreign investors counted the cost. You got to hand it to the Vietnamese that they're territorial and don't want to be enslaved by outsiders. Americans used to act like that. The passenger vessels left the central Vietnamese port of Vung Vinh, each with more than 900 evacuees on board, China's official news agency reported. And it goes on. We have the article up at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Italian MEP, Bilderberg is the root of all evil. European Parliament member blames secretive group for wrecking Italy's economy. As the secretive group gears up, I'm going to break that down in a minute, continuing with the PLA. PLA troops descend on China-Vietnam border. Citizens evacuate over fears of imminent military conflict, close quote. Beijing may be considering a military response to anti-Chinese protests that have erupted in the Vietnam over the last 2 weeks, with reports of an endless stream of PLA troops, tanks, missile launchers, and other heavy artillery heading to Pingzang City. Am I pronouncing that right? Pingzang City, where the Sino-Vietnamese War of 1979 began. Yeah, I mean, the Vietnamese are just constantly fighting anybody that gets in their business. The Japanese, the French, you name it, the U.S. The protests were sparked by China's attempt to place a huge state-owned oil rig inside Vietnam's exclusive economic zone on May 2nd. Yeah, China's pushing Japan around, Philippines around, now Vietnam on May 2nd, a move Vietnamese treated as illegal act of provocation. The deployment of the rig was accompanied by 80 ships, including seven PLA warships, which were confronted by Vietnamese forces. Chinese ships used water cannons and rammed the Vietnamese ships, fueling a dispute that has raged ever since, with violent anti-Chinese riots, or China riots, leading to the death of 21 protesters. After Beijing sent two planes, see, they don't have fluoride in the water there, folks. It's normal to act like that when people are taking your stuff. After, or you're just your slave. I mean, it's, slaves don't act like that. Slaves bend over. After Beijing sent two planes after five ships to evacuate Chinese citizens from Vietnam last week, assets of very different nature are heading to the border region as reports emerge of PLA troops in full combat gear on their way to the edge of the city. This is out of control. And it goes on and on. Folks, this is how World War III starts. I'm not saying it's going to start, but other historians, analysts are saying this looks like World War. It's popping up in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine, Poland. It's popping up in the Middle East. It's popping up in North Africa. It's popping up in Western Africa. It's popping up all over Latin America, Central America. It's popping up in Asia. It's popping up. North Korea threatened to attack South Korea. You've got Vietnam fighting with China. You got China threatening Japan. Japan threatening to build nukes. You got China's general a month ago saying we may just invade Philippine Islands and take them. I mean, it is crazy town. Crazy town. I'm going back to your calls here in a moment. I've got more news I'm going to hit, but let's finish up with these calls right now. Truth Raider, South Carolina's a vet, Chad's a vet, Devin's a vet, and Michael's a vet. Let me give each person about a minute and a half so I have time to hit the other news I haven't gotten to yet and some video clips I want to play dealing with this Border Patrol situation. But let's go ahead and go to Truth Raider. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alexander Emmerich. Really, really quick, I have some important information, and it would behoove you to get in touch with Fritz Springer. He's got some very interesting latest information on his research that needs to be broadcasted worldwide.
Okay, well, maybe we should get him back on. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, call Fritz and find out what it is, and we'll try to get him on air. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll let him explain what it is. It's his information. I'll let him tell you what it is.
No, I was telling the crew, maybe it's time to get Fritz back on. We're going to find out what it is. Go ahead.
Is good. Is Skype is good now, so you should be able to get a good communication between the two of you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's why we hadn't had him on in a while. It's just the interviews were bad phone or bad video. It's just, you know, but go ahead.
Okay. My assessment on the big picture, what's going on, and I'm a veteran from over 20-something years ago, back in the late 1980s, and I realized that all I was a part of a police force for the international banks, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. That's all this is just a big...
Exactly. Now they're going to drones and robots in the next 10 years. Now the war on veterans, the old army, they're phasing out humans, literally. This is public. So they got to wage a war and demonize and have the final war against warriors. Because it's a war against humans, period, by the globalists. And, of course, they hate warriors first. Of course, any occupying force wants to wipe out the warriors first. Go ahead.
Right, and that's it. They're going to have to resort to transhumanism, et cetera, whatever they're doing. The robot, I see these robot dogs or something like that, that are a robot type of critter.
No, sir, it's official that by 2020, no more combat aircraft that aren't drone, and they're going to ground everything. But go ahead.
Right. But this is the deal. The way I got out, and the reason why they're attacking veterans is because they know that all we are is pawns in their scheme. According to Henry Kissinger, all we are is stupid, dumb animals to be used to settle foreign conflicts.
No, that's a quote. That's a quote. Great point. I appreciate your call. That's it. It's like a cannon. You know, you drive by the VFW, you drive by the State House, there's old cannons, and they've got lead poured down them, or they're spiked. They're done with you. They hate your guts, and here's why they really hate veterans. When they take everybody's pension funds and take everybody's bank accounts in phases, they're going to take it in pieces. This is a globalist program worldwide, psychologically. They take 20-30% at a whack, thinking you'll put up with it, and in a decade you're totally bankrupt. They know that veterans, when their pensions are taken, are going to get mad. So they're coming for you. Chad in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Got a couple of different issues to bring up. One, you know, I listened to the recording of the SWAT officer or whoever it was speaking. You know, they do this fear-mongering. Actually, out of all the veterans, it's only a small percentage that would even know how to make an IED to begin with.
But there's no IEDs going off except for the Boston thing, which was as phony as a $3 bill. That's the thing. The cops were like, they're going to be veterans killing everybody. We got to patrol the cornfields. They're everywhere. Is there one under here? Is there one over there? No, the globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on vets. Go ahead.
The second point that I'd like to bring up is that... I believe right now this is a testing phase. I believe, you know, you have to propagandize the indigenous population that you are getting ready to try and make social change with. So I believe that right now they're putting out all this to see how are we going to respond?
Exactly. We got to freak out, make a big deal out of it, and push back, and they'll back off. Exactly.
So I believe that the best thing that people can be doing is going to their local police facilities, questioning all these operating procedures that they're starting to come up with if your town is getting these MRAPs and heavy equipment and everything else.
And I agree, and don't be apologetic. I mean, I would be serious and say, listen, you know this country's being taken over by tyranny. You know foreign banks are raping us. You know, here's the news articles, they're training for war on the vets. The vets aren't doing anything. They're trying to stage a takeover. They know the vets aren't going to be part of it. Serve your community and your family name and God. Don't be a little coward that becomes a federal pimp. I mean, police in the past would never be part of this. And we've got to, I agree with you. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, it's fine. And I really like to say that people are going to have to get out there and talk to these people and ask them. You know, you don't have to be combative with them, but ask them, like, we have never had these types of threats going on all over the place like other countries like Israel and Palestine. Why is it now that we are starting to push and say that our own people are going to start doing all this? Why is that? Why would anyone, if anyone was going to do any of these things, what would be their motivation?
Look, exactly. Force a debate. It'd be like if somebody came to a church and said, I'm worried an arson's going to burn this place down. You watch. You need to buy insurance, and then next week it burns down. Who's the first person the cops are going to talk to?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes.
Well, of course, it's going to be the people they want to demonize.
Well, but I mean, listen, if I come to your house, and you're a new neighbor that moves in, and I said, there's been a lot of fires, Chad, with new people that move in, hope nothing burns down because we don't like neighbors. If your house catches on fire, who's the main suspect going to be?
It's going to be the neighbors.
Okay. The globalists are saying the vets are getting ready to start a civil war and bomb the police as an excuse to train the police for war against the veterans. How obvious is it who's going to stage stuff? Because nothing's happening. They have a nationwide preparation for this. Who does that tell you is going to stage it? I mean, they say it's coming for sure. How do they know that?
Because they've already planned it. They already have.
Absolutely. Red-handed, total, and they've done it before. So, I mean, if they're going to fund al-Qaeda to kill 300,000 people, mainly Christians, in Syria, do you think they'll stage something here? I have an article today saying, why does Christian persecution get worse in every country the U.S. liberates? The U.N. admits Christians are under the greatest persecution ever. The globalists hate Christians. They hate anybody that doesn't worship them. John Kerry's running around saying, keep faith in his Yale speech in government. It's their God. Their God. They want us to worship Bill Clinton. No, you understand? So of course you're the enemy. Anything else? I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
No, that's it. They want you to worship the state. The state is God. The state, there is nothing above the state, and that's why they hate Christians.
That's right. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, we are in the hands of just desperately wicked people. I don't know how to explain it anyway. I mean, it's so over the top that in cartoons and movies, just everywhere, the listeners send them in every week, sitcoms, dramas, it's like the bad guy that's going to nerve gas New York's a veteran who's a Christian. The guy that's a child molester is a veteran and a Christian. The guy that murders his wife's a veteran and a Christian. The guy that tortures children's a veteran and a Christian. The guy cooking methamphetamine's a veteran and a Christian. You know, the bad guys in cartoons now against the Fantastic Four, you know, or wear tri-cornered hats and love George Washington. I mean, it's so obvious that they're not doing all this without planning to pull something. I mean, this is like, if I see a raccoon climbing up on top of a trash can, I go, watch, he's going to try to dump that trash can over and eat the trash. I'm no rocket scientist, folks. I've seen raccoons dump over trash cans. I mean, it's like saying that guy's walking up to his door, he's about to put a key in it and open it. Well, how do you know that? Because he lives there. I mean, this is a no-brainer, folks. Like when I see a perch come up to my line to bite it with my kids. That perch is about to hit that line. Watch as he's coming in. Boom. Reel the perch up. I mean, they're openly saying conservatives, libertarians, Christians, veterans are terrorists. There's going to be a war with us. We're going to stage terror attacks. 2 + 2 = 4. They've got a history. They stand to gain. They've done it before. They're rolling it out. When it happens, they did it. There is one chance out of 20 that there's mentally ill copycat veterans out there that hear so much in the movies where veterans are going to bomb stuff that they might actually do it. There is a chance that you mentally ill people might actually... Big deal. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being bombed. You got cops running around in giant armored vehicles shaking in fear when you ought to be scared of the 18-wheelers coming on the highway while you're writing tickets. That kills... I forget the number. I think it's almost 1,000 cops last time I saw a year are killed being run over writing tickets. And only in the last few years do cops go around to the passenger side and not sicker with their butt sticking out in the middle of the highway. I mean, you ought to be scared of those 18-wheelers. You ought to be scared of deer jumping in front of you. You ought to be scared of cancer and the glyphosates in the water. Oh, but it's invisible. It's not sexy to be afraid of that. I mean, you're literally under mind control. And let me tell you what I do now, and I'm going to do it more and more. Most of the time I'm busy going somewhere, but when I see a cop bowed up, sticking their chest out, acting weird, it's usually only federal people, armed park rangers I see do that on the Texas coast and other places. I go over and say, why are you so imperious? What's that mean? You're arrogant, like you're king. They're like, who are you? Well, what's your problem? My problem is you act like a really weird person. Like, I've been to third world countries and cops act like you're acting. Now, what is your problem? Did they hire you because you're OCD and like to boss people around? What's OCD? Well, you need to look it up. Or you have a borderline personality disorder? What's wrong with you? I mean, I just can't handle it. I can't handle people trying to say I'm their slave so they can feel powerful. Let's go ahead and talk to Devin in California. You're on the air, Army vet. What's your take on all this?
Nice to speak with you, Alex. Yes, my name is Devin. I served in Iraq. I was very young when I went in, very naive, believed I was fighting on the side of the world police. I have quite a few points I want to bring up to you. First, I would like to bring up the story about David Knight, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. technically they were arrested because they were detained against their will at Fort AP Hill. Now, my experience, I was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, with the 4th Infantry Division. My experience with mount sites is that they dress them up depending on the war zone that you're going to be infiltrating. So when I was stationed at Fort Hood, they made them look like the Middle Eastern homes and buildings and so forth. Another thing that they had done was they had hired individuals who looked Middle Eastern. So the one thing that I will...
No, exactly. They're hiring Caucasian, black, Hispanic role players with John Deere hats and training in Baptist churches. What does that tell you?
Exactly. So that's how you condition the soldiers, depending on the environment that you train them in. So if those, to keep an eye out for that, see what type of people that they hire for that.
Exactly. Well, I mean, they admit they're openly training for war on libertarians, Christians, conservatives, returning veterans, gun owners. So that's what I'm saying, folks. The government is pure rogue now, preparing for war with us. What should we do about that?
Yeah, well, now that I've been living in California, which is a pretty tyrannous state, you know, I have to deal with all the gun laws here. Anyways, another point I wanted to bring up was the Indiana police sergeant in Morgan County, which definitely, you know, threw me off my chair when he was talking about war with veterans because we've been, with our knowledge, to build IEDs. Now, when was the last time a returning veteran actually improvised an IED and set it off to the American streets? I can't remember.
Well, actually, teaching everybody about IEDs and hyping it will actually introduce it as a new weapon. That's what I'm saying. You'll have real people start IEDing because it's like when they teach kids don't commit suicide but show them how to do it, suicide explodes under death education.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
video up on Infowars.com. Video, Border Patrol attempts to seize phone from libertarian filming inland checkpoint stop. Now, the illegals are all being legalized by fiat. Felons are allowed to go free. When I was down at the Texas border, no more Border Patrol down there. They were just writing people tickets for, you know, camping wrong or whatever. It's here. But then the Border Patrol will be used even 100 miles in. 70%+ of the country lives on a border or the coast. And they want to search your car at these. This has happened to me. In fact, the videos are posted in the article where I say no. But I laugh at them and stuff and say, come on, guys. I know the narcotics are getting shipped in by the government. You know I'm a U.S. citizen. And they, you know, end up backing down because I get out of the car and laugh at them. You stay in the car and sit and just talk to them, you get attacked. Windows knocked out, you name it. Here's the audio and video of the exchange. This is in El Paso, Texas. So this is closer to the border, only a few miles away, but it is an inland checkpoint after they've gone through the first one. And this is what happened. Here it is.
Well, the inspection is not going to happen.
Yeah, so the inspection is not going to happen, sir. We're in the United States.
It's going to happen. Inspection's going to happen.
What is that?
And the sheriff's on the way?
This is outside El Paso, away from the border.
Of your person a lot of the vehicle. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll take it from there.
All right. My lawyer's been called. This is not happening.
When you live down there, you go through them every day.
My authority, right? Because I'm not federal. Get out of your vehicle.
That's the local sheriff.
I'm confused as hell.
Right.
I'm really confused.
You know, have we broken traffic
law? Have we broken a law?
What is this?
Have we broken a law?
Right? No, this is probable cause.
They think
right?
Checkpoints are normal.
Just snowballing onto it.
Snowballing onto what?
Onto what?
The vehicle.
Am I being detained?
Are we being detained for some reason?
Yes, you are. Let's go. You're being detained because a canine has hit on your vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of the vehicle.
Those fat, these are talk show hosts doing that, by the way.
The same thing on a
these are fat dogs that get biscuits.
Yes,
all right.
Okay. Now they're going to get his phone. But this is where they really cross the line, not just their checkpoint. Well, they grab the phone away. Coming up in a few minutes.
Can I have your phone? No, you may not.
I don't know if it's a weapon or not.
It's not a weapon.
I'm letting you know right now. I don't know if it's a weapon, if it's a knife, or it's a gun. Let me have your phone.
You can
have
it.
Yeah, because a slave can't have a phone.
That's not happening. You're not bringing
it. Then we're not getting out of the car. You're not having my phone.
I don't know if it's a weapon or not.
You'd know full well it's not a weapon. Are you kidding me?
It's an iPhone.
Step out of the vehicle.
It's not happening.
There's a lot of pretty places near the borders and the coast, but man, I mean, how do I deal with this border patrol every day?
Can you please put your hands off me?
Anything but illegal aliens is all they harass. Look at these guys looking for drugs. Ha! Don't look at the major banks.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, most paper money has cocaine on it. Because, you know, it goes through all that, and they can say they can take any money you've got if there's any drugs on any of it. See, so it's all designed to make us guilty. Oh, boy. Look at that dog. I had cops want to search my car once, and they went and got a drug dog, and the dog alerted. There's about as many drugs in my truck as there are Easter bunnies. There goes the dog. All an excuse. Then they grab his camera away. We're out of time for this hour. I'm going to come back in a little bit of overdrive and get a couple other articles, but see the full video and the whole article at Infowars.com. And this just broke. Nintendo promises to push gay agenda on children. Now the characters can kiss and, well, do things together, the little boy characters for your children. That's Nintendo now bringing you the sexualization of small children.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.